My determination to reclaim some control over my life is on the verge of being sabotaged by an irrational sense of guilt. It's ridiculous because Manny isn't here, yet checking into my hotel room alone feels wrong. I push through the feeling anyway, unpacking and pulling out my bathing suit and a wrap to change into. I take a quick shower first, then slip into the tiny little black string bikini and tie the sarong around my hips. It's a sheer white, silky thing with dyed cherry blossoms that hangs past my knees. Most of the women who attend this event are tattoo groupies who prance around in as little as possible, but I still need to exhibit some level of professionalism. Not to mention the testosterone here is thick enough to suffocate a bull, and I definitely don't need to attract any more male attention than necessary to help my business thrive. Simply having a vagina at a tattoo convention is enough to get all the unwanted attention I can stand. I'm arranging my hair into a bun held up by two short black sticks when there's a knock. I grab the shoulder tote I brought just for this reason, stick my tablet and some sunscreen into it, and head to the door. Sam stands on the other side in nothing but dark blue board shorts and leather flip-flops, and I need to take a beat to keep from drooling. This kid has no business being as hot as he is, and I'm a perverted old lady for even letting that idea cross my mind. There are so many boundaries to maintain between us, it isn't funny. He is my former apprentice, fellow artist, and soon-to-be business partner. Plus, he's the baby brother of a good friend who also happens to be shacked up with my two best friends in the entire world, which makes Sam practically family. And of course, he's also 8 years younger. With that very sobering thought in mind, I manage to drag my gaze up from the dusting of dark hair on his perfect abs, but my eyes snag on a glimpse of black ink on his side. Without thinking, I reach out and grab his hip, forcing him to turn. "Where did this come from? I thought you only had the one." I glance up and he stares back, beet red, as if I've just uncovered some dark secret. I look at the tattoo again, and it's a gorgeous black tribal hurricane-type pattern with one arm a single stripe of brilliant red. "Mad Dog?" I ask. Sam nods, then clears his throat.
"Yeah. Graduation gift?"
He eyes me warily. I drop my gaze to his tattoo again and nod. The artwork is uncomplicated, but speaks to me. It reminds me of me, but that'd just be silly. But the streak of red. I draw my fingertip across it lightly, thinking of the stripe I've had in my hair for the last 5 years. Could it be an homage? Should I even ask? Sam clears his throat, his ribcage quivering.
"Tickles,"
he says. I snatch my hand away, my cheeks heating. "Sorry, it's gorgeous. He did a great job." He looks like he wants to say something, then turns and nods toward the elevators.
"Ready to go?"
Reclaiming my composure, I say, "Let's hit it." The resort is a behemoth, but I manage to snag us adjacent rooms overlooking the beach, so it's only a quick elevator ride down and we're steps from the water. Sam's on a mission and stakes out primo loungers near the bar.
"I'll get us drinks,"
he says, turning toward the bar before he even sits. "Dude, park your ass and relax, okay? They have waiters. It's called all-inclusive for a reason."
"Right."
He gives me an abashed look and settles next to me beneath the umbrella. A moment later, the waiter arrives.
"Two of your frothiest, fruitiest, rummiest drinks, please,"
Sam says.
"With extra umbrellas."
I can't even bring myself to complain about him ordering for me, but when he shoots me a horrified look and apologizes again, I wave him off. "You know what? The fewer decisions I have to make, the better. If this is your way of proving you can be a take-charge partner, it's already working for you. Just promise me you'll save the planning for when we're home. Manny used to like having a schedule for every waking hour." I loved that about him, but it didn't leave much room for spontaneity.
"That's kinda sad."
He sits back and stares at his phone screen for a second. It dawns on me that I'm probably too late. "Did you make dinner plans already?" Sam clears his throat.